And Adam said, This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. And Joseph took an oath of the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and ye shall carry up my bones from hence. And Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, for he had straitly sworn the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and ye shall carry up my bones away hence with you. God brought him forth out of Egypt. He hath as it were the strength of an unicorn. He shall eat up the nations his enemies, and shall break their bones, and pierce them through with his arrows. And the bones of Joseph, which the children of Israel brought up out of Egypt, buried they in Shechem, in a parcel of ground which Jacob bought of the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem, for 100 pieces of silver. And it became the inheritance of the children of Joseph. And when he was come into his house, he took a knife, and laid hold on his concubine, and divided her, together with her bones, into 12 pieces, and sent her into all the coasts of Israel. And they took their bones, and buried them under a tree at Jabesh, and fasted 7 days. Ye are my brethren, ye are my bones and my flesh. Wherefore then are ye the last to bring back the king? And David went and took the bones of Saul, and the bones of Jonathan his son, from the men of Jabesh-Gilead, which had stolen them from the street of Bethshan, where the Philistines had hanged them, when the Philistines had slain Saul in Gilboa. And he brought up from thence the bones of Saul, and the bones of Jonathan his son, and they gathered the bones of them that were hanged. And the bones of Saul and Jonathan his son buried they in the country of Benjamin in Zelah, in the sepulchre of Kish his father. And they performed all that the king commanded. And after that God was entreated for the land. And he cried against the altar in the word of the Lord, and said, O altar, altar, thus saith the Lord, Behold, a child shall be born unto the house of David, Josiah by name. And upon thee shall he offer the priests of the high places that burn incense upon thee, and men's bones shall be burnt upon thee. And it came to pass, after he had buried him, that he spake to his son, saying, When I am dead, then bury me in the sepulchre wherein the man of God is buried. Lay my bones beside his bones. And it came to pass, as they were burying a man, that behold, they spied a band of men, and they cast the man into the sepulchre of Elisha. And when the man was let down and touched the bones of Elisha, he revived and stood upon his feet. And he brake in pieces the images, and cut down the groves, and filled their places with the bones of men. And as Josiah turned himself, he spied the sepulchres that were there in the mount, and sent and took the bones out of the sepulchres, and burned them upon the altar, and polluted it, according to the word of the Lord which the man of God proclaimed, who proclaimed these words. And he said, Let him alone. Let no man move his bones. So they let his bones alone with the bones of the prophet that came out of Samaria. And he slew all the priests of the high places that were there upon the altars, and burned men's bones upon them, and returned to Jerusalem. They arose, all the valiant men, and took away the body of Saul and the bodies of his sons, and brought them to Jabesh, and buried their bones under the oak in Jabesh, and fasted 7 days. And he burnt the bones of the priests upon their altars, and cleansed Judah and Jerusalem. Fear came upon me, and trembling, which made all my bones to shake. Thou hast clothed me with skin and flesh, and hast fenced me with bones and sinews. His bones are full of the sin of his youth, which shall lie down with him in the dust. His breasts are full of milk, and his bones are moistened with marrow. My bones are pierced in me in the night season, and my sinews take no rest. My skin is black upon me, and my bones are burned with heat. He is chastened also with pain upon his bed, and the multitude of his bones are with strong pain. His flesh is consumed away, that it cannot be seen, and his bones that were not seen stick out. His bones are as strong pieces of brass, his bones are like bars of iron. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax, it is melted in the midst of my bowels. I may tell all my bones, they look and stare upon me. For my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed. When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. My bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee, which deliverest the poor from him that is too strong for him, yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoileth him? There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger, neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin. As with a sword in my bones mine enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, Where is thy God? Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. There were they in great fear where no fear was, for God hath scattered the bones of him that encampeth against thee. Thou hast put them to shame, because God hath despised them. For my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned as an hearth. By reason of the voice of my groaning, my bones cleave to my skin. As he clothed himself with cursing, like as with his garment, so let it come into his bowels like water, and like oil into his bones. Our bones are scattered at the grave's mouth, as when one cutteth and cleaveth wood upon the earth. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but she that maketh ashamed is as rottenness in his bones. A sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bones. The light of the eyes rejoiceth the heart, and a good report maketh the bones fat. Pleasant words are as an honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. A merry heart doeth good, like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. As thou knowest not what is the way of the spirit, nor how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child, even so thou knowest not the works of God who maketh all. I reckon till morning that as a lion, so will he break all my bones. From day even to night wilt thou make an end of me. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. And when ye see this, your heart shall rejoice, and your bones shall flourish like an herb, and the hand of the Lord shall be known toward his servants, and his indignation toward his enemies. At that time, saith the Lord, they shall bring out the bones of the kings of Judah, and the bones of his princes, and the bones of the priests, and the bones of the prophets, and the bones of the inhabitants of Jerusalem out of their graves. Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in mine heart, as a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. Mine heart within me is broken because of the prophets. All my bones shake. I am like a drunken man, and like a man whom wine hath overcome, because of the Lord, and because of the words of his holiness. Israel is a scattered sheep. The lions have driven him away. First the king of Assyria hath devoured him, and last this Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, hath broken his bones. From above hath he sent fire into my bones, and it prevaileth against them. He hath spread a net for my feet, he hath turned me back, he hath made me desolate and faint all the day. My flesh and my skin hath he made old. He hath broken my bones. Their visage is blacker than a coal. They are not known in the streets. Their skin cleaveth to their bones. It is withered. It is become like a stick. And I will lay the dead carcasses of the children of Israel before their idols, and I will scatter your bones around about your altars. Gather the pieces thereof into it, even every good piece, the thigh and the shoulder. Fill it with the choice bones. Take the choice of the flock, and burn also the bones under it, and make it boil well, and let them seethe the bones of it therein. Heap on wood, kindle the fire, consume the flesh, and spice it well, and let the bones be burned. And they shall not lie with the mighty that are fallen of the uncircumcised, which are gone down to hell with their weapons of war. And they have laid their swords under their heads, but their iniquities shall be upon their bones, though they were the terror of the mighty in the land of the living. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and carried me out in the Spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, Prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, Our bones are dried, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. And the king commanded, and they brought those men which had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions, them, their children, and their wives. And the lions had the mastery of them, and brake all their bones in pieces, or ever they came at the bottom of the den. Thus saith the Lord, For 3 transgressions of Moab, and for 4, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because he burned the bones of the king of Edom into lime. And a man's uncle shall take him up, and he that burneth him to bring out the bones out of the house, and shall say unto him that is by the sides of the house, Is there yet any with thee? And he shall say, No. Then shall he say, Hold thy tongue, for we may not make mention of the name of the Lord. Who hate the good and love the evil, who pluck off their skin from off them, and their flesh from off their bones, who also eat the flesh of my people, and flay their skin from off them, and they break their bones, and chop them in pieces as for the pot, and as flesh within the cauldron. When I heard, my belly trembled, my lips quivered at the voice. Rottenness entered into my bones, and I trembled in myself, that I might rest in the day of trouble. When he cometh up unto the people, He will invade them with his troops. Her princes within her are roaring lions. Her judges are evening wolves. They gnaw not the bones till the morrow. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For ye are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me, and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have. And he took him by the right hand, and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength, for we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. By faith Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel, and gave commandment concerning his bones.